Blizzard conditions evolving in Nebraska this morning will likely advance through Iowa into Wisconsin and portions of upper Michigan and maybe Minnesota as well. As we go through the afternoon and overnight tonight, storm promises to produce 6 to 12 inches of new snow with local totals upwards to 15 inches, and the winds will be sustained at 20 to 35 miles per hour with gusts of 40 and 45 miles per hour, especially in Nebraska and parts of Iowa. The blizzard will likely shut down roads. In fact, it's already done that here this morning, and we'll expect to see the poor travel conditions staying with us until Wednesday afternoon. Livestock conditions will be poor as well, with a lot of stress for animals across the Central Plains into the upper parts of the Midwest. Snow totals so far out of the storm have reached 13 inches in Colorado, 10.5 inches in parts of north central and northwestern Kansas, and upwards to 12.5 inches in parts of Nebraska. The storm continues to rage on this morning, and these areas I've just mentioned will pick up on some additional precipitation. In the meantime, rain will fall across the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest, coming out of Missouri and headed for parts of southern Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, even down into the southeastern United States, including parts of the Delta and the Tennessee River Basin area. These areas will see anywhere from 3/10 of an inch to an inch of moisture, with some local totals of 1 to 2 inches possible coming out of northern Mississippi and working their way into south central and southeastern Indiana. The storm will be out of the way by the time we get to Wednesday afternoon for many areas. We'll expect to see improving conditions as we go forward through the balance of this week and into the weekend. There will be enough cool air behind this event, though, to help the return a more favorable environment for winter crops. It's been very warm over the past week across a big part of the southern U.S. in particular, but from the lower Midwest and Central Plains all the way down into Texas, a lot of 60, even some 70-degree temperatures being reported, which has reduced, if not removed, winter hardiness from wheat. It is produced in the southern plains in particular, but also in the lower Mississippi River Basin and areas further to the east into the southeastern states. So the temperature bias over the next couple of days will be trending lower, and that should be helpful in at least returning a little bit more seasonable bias for these areas that have been so warm recently. And the hardening of the crop will likely help to improve the prospects as we go forward through the next week when it gets bitterly cold again across the country. Some areas will be faced with a potential for some damage if the temperatures get too low without snow on the ground. That cold surge that's expected next week will actually come in two waves, and all of the Midwest will see colder than normal temperatures during that time period. In the meantime, highs today will contrast from 20s and 30s in the upper parts of the Midwest and out in parts of Nebraska to readings in the 60s in the Ohio River Valley and portions of central and southeastern Missouri. High temperatures tomorrow across a fair amount of the region will be not quite so warm. We'll look for the highs running mostly into the 30s and 40s across the central Midwest, still teens and 20s in the northwest, and we may see some 40 and 50 degree temperatures in Ohio and parts of Indiana, some neighboring areas. The high temperatures on Thursday afternoon will be mostly 20s and 30s across the Midwest, except from Kansas to the immediate Ohio River Valley, where we'll still see some 40 degree temperatures. Probably the same kind of temperature regime is expected as we move out into Friday and Saturday. Well, the low temperatures over the next few nights will run mostly in the teens and 20s through a big part of the Midwest. The coldest mornings will be Thursday and Friday. Over the weekend, we'll try to moderate those temperatures just a little bit before we get in front of the next big surge of bitter cold, which is still slated to impact many areas next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.